But today we're continuing on with the six pillars in our mission action plan. It's number six, governance, today, the last one. Now, governance might not sound like a very exciting theme to hear a sermon on, and I'll try not to make it too boring. We will refer to those wonderful parables that we just heard. I love those parables. I've heard many, many translations of them or interpretations of them over the years, and even in this week I heard a new one, which I'll tell you shortly. But first, let's just talk a little bit about the governance pillar, which you probably remember in our Mission Action Plan. So some of the strategic priorities were to develop our Mission Action Plan, which is still an ongoing process. We're going to work with the feedback given at the next Parish Council meeting on Wednesday and see if we can finalise our Mission Action Plan for the next 3 years. And of course, there's lots of admin and compliance things that we need to tend to with the government and the Royal Commission and different things that we need to tend to. And then we also need leaders. So every church does need leaders. We have in the Anglican tradition, we have a priest or a vicar, and we have generally three wardens. We had two wardens this year. They've worked really hard. So they've done all the work of three people. Well done, Cal and Sanya. Yeah. You deserve much more than that. I'm sure Jesus will say, well done, good and faithful servants. Come and have a feast. Celebrate. And Sanya's stepping off at the end of this year, so we are looking for two more wardens to join Cal next year. That's really exciting. This is a great opportunity before you, and also to join Parish Council as leaders of the church. It's not a high, mighty position. It's actually a very humble, serving position. And as we just heard in those parables too, like it requires faithfulness and accountability and transparency. Would you like to hear what some of the functions and purpose of the parish council are, if you don't know? All right. Number one, the parish council is to promote the whole mission of the church: pastoral, evangelistic, social, economical. This is very broad and includes and embraces the ministry of the pastoral care and concern for others in the parish, the evangelistic ministry of the church, and may encompass its outreach activities and strategies for growth, for social life of the parish and economical affairs, in particular the opportunity for working collaboratively with other Christian churches in the area. The parish council also assists the wardens. I won't continue with reading out what exactly they do, but it's mostly around property, and we are looking over next year or so to replace these theatre chairs with more comfortable chairs for overflow and people who need a little bit more comfort. And so that's an exciting project that you get to discuss on the next parish council. And we won't spend too much time talking about that because we want to talk about what's really important. There's many other responsibilities, so please prayerfully consider what God is calling you into, because God has given you gifts and talents and abilities to serve in this parish. Just like Don, did you love that beautiful display, tribute to the Queen, where you could light a candle when you walked in today? Isn't it attractive and beautiful? And I just looked at Don this morning and I said, Don, you have amazing gifts. And do you know, he used to be an art teacher, and his first job was dressing the windows at Myers, and now he's just dressing our, you know, front window of our church, really. And it's just a beautiful gift to share with us. So thank you, Don, for serving in such beautiful and faithful ways. Now, you remember me saying a couple of weeks ago after my prayer retreat, God told me there is faithful people in this church. You are faithful people. So I feel like I am preaching to the already converted, those who are already serving, those who are already using their gifts, wanting to advance the mission of the church and God's work in the world. But today, I'm going to preach anyway. So if God is, you know, poking at you for something just to spur you on and encourage you to use the gifts God has given you, today's the day. I hope you hear that as we look at these talents, the parable of the talents. So a talent was a measure, a weight of silver or gold. In the NIV translation, they say it's like a bag of gold, just so you don't get confused. It wasn't anything else. But one talent was about the equivalent of 20 years' wages. So when this wealthy landowner went off on his journey, as they often did, wealthy landowners often went off maybe to inspect their other properties far away, and they entrusted usually accountants or faithful servants with their money to invest it while they're gone, to increase. And he gives the first servant 5 bags or 5 talents of gold, which is about 100 years worth of wages. It's a lot of money. It's huge responsibility. And so this first servant goes off and invests it, and he actually doubles that investment, which was probably expected as well, just in that day and what was expected and what they could do. The second servant gets 2 bags of gold or 2 talents, and he goes off and he invests it, and he doubles it also, so he comes back with 4. Now, the third servant was not so faithful. He didn't even know his maker well. He just says at the end of the parable, "I know that you are a hard man, taking what you did not earn or didn't deserve. So basically, I buried this for you. You gave me this talent to look after. I buried it. I kept it safe. Take it back. I don't want this responsibility anymore. It's yours. There it is, what you gave me. Give me it back. It's all there." And this master is just saddened and angry, because he was entrusting this amount of money, which was like 20 years' wages, to this servant who should be serving him, who should be faithfully going about his business, increasing his master's money, his income. But this servant did nothing of the sort. He's called lazy and wicked. And we know he was afraid of that master. Now, in these parables, both the parables you heard this morning, there is a wealthy landowner or a master who goes away for a long period of time, and at the end he comes back and deals with what situations he's given. And they're stories about the church. Okay, so they're stories about when Jesus left. So he was about to go away. He's telling his disciples these stories. He said, "I'm about to go away. You don't know when I'm going to return, but make sure you're serving faithfully and using what I've given you when I return. Don't just bury it in the ground. Don't be afraid to live your life. Don't be afraid to take a little risk here and there." Do you know, a good friend of mine at Christmas gave me $1,000, or not literally in my hand, but put $1,000 in an investment opportunity online for me to try, because I, you know, didn't want to risk my own money. That's a generous amount, isn't it, $1,000? And I'm new to this, so like I often forget to detach the amount at the end of the 6-week period, and I forgot, you know, I reattach it wrong. So there's a few periods that I've missed the $100 increase that you get each month or each term, but I'm having a go. And it's kind of fun. Now, Jesus isn't telling us to gamble with his money and take that kind of risk, but he's saying, use what I've given you for increase. And what he's given us is mercy. God has given us so much mercy in making us his own people. We have the grace of God. He died for us. He sends his Spirit to live in us. And he leaves his disciples with the command to go make more disciples, to go, you know, be gracious as I forgive others as I've forgiven you, to put to use our gifts and abilities and the way he's wired us to expand his kingdom. And so that's what we're all expected to do, to be faithful witnesses, faithful servants with what he's given us. We're called to be watching, witnessing, and working while we're waiting. Watching, witnessing, and working while we're waiting. So we don't need to be, you know, looking to be successful or popular in the people's eyes, but to be faithful in God's eyes with what he's entrusted to us. Now, I want you to think about that personally, what that means for your own life, for the way that God has wired you, for the gifts and abilities he's given you. I think there's that old saying, if you don't use it, you lose it. I love painting, and I haven't been painting in a long time. I just don't make time for it. I don't think I remember how to paint. If you don't use it, you lose it. But we do have some desires to do some art shows and art displays here in the future, and just to be able to use our gifts in all sorts of ways. So I encourage you to think about, even in creative ways, how you can be serving God and expanding his kingdom through the gifts he's given you. That's our responsibility. The Bailey family are doing that in an amazing way. God's given them just a heart to start a Minecraft club on a Friday night for local youth. And they've, you know, done all these creative ads for it, and it's going to start up later in October. And we just hope and pray that that just brings the increase. They are willing to just to give it a go. And it doesn't matter if it's a great success and we have hundreds of kids come in, or if we only have two. They're giving a go. They're being faithful with what God's given them, and living out the passion and what they sense God is calling them to do. I love it. They're doing it as a family too. There's another family well known that I admire as well. Do you know the Cadbury family, like Cadbury chocolate? They were Christians. They were actually Quakers, Protestants. And they, when they started their factory and brought in workers, they actually built a whole town with, you know, a school and proper housing and stuff, and treated their workers really well with respect and dignity. And basically, it was unheard of at those times, but they just wanted to actually give their workers a real go and actually just be good news in their lives. And they were. It was just transforming what they did as they invested what they had in the families around them. And so I want to encourage us to be diligent and energetic and confident. Don't be like that wicked slave who was fearful. It tells us that he didn't invest what he was given, or, you know, even put it in the bank, because he was afraid. Now, first of all, we don't have to be afraid of God. I've heard, again, many interpretations of this parable. And I don't think, honestly, that we're ever going to lose our salvation if we didn't serve enough in church. I do not think that this is, you know, saying, you know, if you don't serve enough in church, you're going to go to hell when you die. I'm not preaching that at all. I think that this man didn't know the master to start with. And so, yes, the master offered him this great opportunity, this mercy, this grace, the gospel, and he just buried it in the ground. He didn't apply it to his life, he didn't use it, he didn't do anything with it. And at the end, he just hands it back and, you know, says, there you go, that's yours, it doesn't belong to me. He was never saved in the first place. And so I don't think that we have to work to earn our salvation or rewards, but we do have to show that we are saved. And I think that does play out in the way that we want to respond in loving obedience to the Father. We want to serve him. We want to bring more people into the kingdom because we love him. And we want to see his kingdom increase, because that's what's in our hearts and our desire. Yes? Glad you agree. What am I going on about? So a few opportunities that we have here for... on the governance level, we have many. We do want some help, again, in the office with bookkeeping. If you've got bookkeeping skills and you've just got a little bit of time on your hands, if you want to coordinate the hall hire, we need someone to do that. If you want to do, if you want to be a friend of this, of St. James the Less, we're calling it the St. James the Less Historical Committee, is that right? It's just a short name. It'll catch on. St. James the Less Historical Committee. I said to Cal the other day, I said, well, let's go get our historical friends. And he just giggled, didn't he? It's a funny name. All right, we'll work on the name anyway. But so God has gifted us with these beautiful buildings to maintain and take care of. There's storm damage out there still needing repairs. We're looking for property managers, we're looking, you know, people to, you know, just help with oversight. It's a huge job just for a couple of people. And so the more hands on deck, the better. So if you've got gifts and skills and God's calling you to parish council or to be a warden or to be a friend of St. James the Less, we want you. So there is actually a sign-up sheet out there tonight. Just put your name down as an expression of interest. What we want to do is really get our local community more in touch with the historical church. We want to, you know, do art shows. We want to do all sorts of things just to be connected to the local community through, you know, historical societies and different things. So there's a lot to be done, but it's exciting work and it's going to be great. I think I might just be quiet now and give you, I'll pray, and then we'll just have a minute's silence before the prayer comes up today. Because I've really sensed that I want you to listen to God and what he's calling you into rather than be a dictator. I think that's not a good way of leadership. I'm always about stirring up the spirit. And I just really pray that you'll be obedient to the spirit's nudging in your life, okay? Let's pray. Almighty God, you are the best master. And we are your faithful servants, Lord, we are. And we just lay our lives down before you again today and say thank you so much for all the gifts and talents and opportunities that you give us. Thank you for all that you've entrusted to us to be responsible with and to take care of. And I just do thank you for this enormous responsibility, which is also an enormous privilege. And we do ask for your help and your wisdom and guidance to do that well. We want to be faithful. And when you come back, Lord, we want to hear you say, well done, good and faithful servants. Come and feast and celebrate on and be rewarded for your good work. And we do want to just lift up this place to you that you'll raise up the right people for parish council and as wardens and as friends of St. James. And just accomplish your mission through us, Lord. It's all about you. It's not about us. It's about you and what you want to achieve in the world. It's about the increase. It's about the spread of the gospel. And we are just your humble servants, Lord. So we offer ourselves to you again. Use us, we pray.